రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 7 చాప్టర్ 5 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 23-24 ప్రహ్లాద వాచ శ్రవణం కీర్తనం విష్ణు స్మరణం పాదసేవనం అర్చనం వందనందాశ్యం సఖ్యం ఆత్మనివేదనం ఇతి పుంసార్పిత విష్ణు శిష్యే నవలక్షణ క్రియతే అత్యధ కర్మన్నే గీతమత్తమం. So we are continuing to read from the long purport on Nodha Bhakti. Yesterday we read Sravanam. Today we will be complete. So we are continuing from Sravanam only. Hearing from the text of Srimad Bhagavatam is considered the most important process of hearing that we are doing. We are hearing Bhagavatam. Before reading Bhagavatam, in the invocation prayers, Nasta Prayashu, Abhadreshu, Nityam Bhagavata Sivaya. Bhagavati Uttama Sloke, Bhakti Bhakti Naishtiki. Daily if you read, and if you hear, your Bhagavata Seva is a all encompassing, not only hearing, but everything. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavata Seva means reading Bhagavatam, and Bhagavata Seva also means serving the devotees who are practicing Bhagavatam. Also ready and they are applying in their life. Otherwise, what you hear, if you don't practice, what is the use? Suppose you learn Navaga, you don't play, then what is the use? You learn Navaga, suppose you don't play. But whenever you are asked this, keeping the ability of driving, so Bhagavata Seva. Bhagavata means hearing, chanting, eating, serving, everything comes under Bhagavata Seva. Book Bhagavata and person Bhagavata. Bhagavata, how can you serve? By worshipping it, by keeping it in a high place, reverential, recognizing its eminence. You should not keep books like Gita and Bhagavata on the floor. Can you keep? Well, I give you Bhagavad Gita. How will you keep this? You keep it on the floor? Keep it on your head? You can. You can keep it on the head. You can keep it in your lap. You can keep it there. On a higher place. You can cover it with a cloth. Keep it in the high place, put it in the cloth, keep it on your head. And more important, sir, is to open it and read. Open it and read. That is the highest service to a book. Gurudwara, they very aptly, appropriately, district driver sahib, Granda sahib, Granda sahib, Gurudwara, they call the Guru Granda sahib. They treat it like a person. Gangamai. You say Gangamai, and go and urinate in Ganga. Very offensive. Urinating on mother. Urinating on mother, is it right? Right. What is the meaning of urinating? Many times in past hearing. No count. Never counted. So urinating means passing urine. No? So urinating in Ganga, is it right or bad? Very, very bad. Do you go to Panna River and urinate in the Panna River? You go a distance. The rivers are considered sacred. Is that right? So, Bhagavata Seva, Pastor Bhagavat. Open it and read. And then you read it and make others hear it. You read it and you explain it to others like we are doing. It is called Bhagavata Seva, or you practice in your life. You practice Bhagavata. If you say, Krishna is God. Krishna is very big or small. How big? How big? And you ask, how big is Krishna? I said, nobody can say. Very big. Too big. Nobody can say how great Krishna is. He is God. Krishna. So, when you know Krishna, then you have to do everything for Krishna. When you go to school, somebody will ask you, why are you going to school? They want to get education. Why are you getting educated? Why are you getting educated? So that you can enjoy your life and follow Krishna. You are getting education, you are making money to enjoy your life and to follow Krishna. You want to imitate Krishna. Why Krishna only? I have to enjoy like Krishna. You want to enjoy like Krishna, you want to serve Krishna. Then why did you say enjoy? Suppose you keep a servant in your house and he says, sir, I want to enjoy like you. I want to use your house for myself. What will you do? What will you do with him? If a servant comes and says, sir, I want to use your house for myself. I will throw you out. What will I do? You will throw him out. Is that right? Why did you say I want to enjoy your life? So we are here. Going to work. Getting up in the morning. He's getting up in the morning. Enjoyment of the machine. Getting up in the morning is the enjoyment of tapasya. Huh? You are getting up by yourself or somebody is making you up. You are getting up by yourself or somebody is making you up. Huh? Without anybody helping you, you can get up. Explaining Bhagavatam, you have to practice it yourself. No? Then people will think, yes, there is something in Bhagavatam. Otherwise, why this person is never tired of reading Bhagavatam? Why this Christian devotee is never tired? Can anybody say, finish in Bhagavatam? Finishing my japa. Until you die. Until you die, you have to chant Hare Krishna. Is that right? Not only when you are in the temple, you chant Hare Krishna, you go home, goodbye. You want to do like that? When you go home, there also you get a bit frustrated. There also you get a bit frustrated. There also you do some Mangalarti, yes. And then what is practicing? You practice and after you go on the dish, you have to go to the years. The scientist said, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nityam. disciplines daily is opinion. Whether you are in a train, whether you are in Nindur, whether you are at home, nitya. And Aurelia sir, person Bhagavatam. Aurelia sir, person Bhagavatam. Suppose I come to your house, what will you do? Sir. You don't offer me pranams. When I come to your house, you don't give me water to wash my hands. Dirty feet, I walk into your house. So, when a Bhagavat comes to your house, someone is mothering, comes to your house. You give her a glass of water, that's it. Nothing to eat, no greeting. Hare Krishna, mothering, please come. Don't say like that. Why you have come to our house? How to respect a Bhagavat, a Bhagavatkar, or a person Bhagavatam. I look at as soon as he comes, you will stand up, greet him, Hare Krishna, please come. Is that right? They are very great people. Great people come to stand up on that. And Chandrababu Naidu, how are you? Chandrababu Naidu, you say like that? And your ambassador come to your home. Sir, how are you? You say like that? Namaste. Please come. So whenever a person Bhagavata comes to your house, first thing you have to do, you should get up from your place, fold your hands, please come. And then you give some water to wash his feet. No? And then you will give a glass to sit on it. You will give a glass of water standing. Stand outside and take water and go. Guest comes, you will not ask him to sit down. You should have a place to sit. Please come. You should have a place to sit. So, get up and greet him. Or you will just put yourself, why are you come? You ask him. When somebody comes, why are you come? If you like somebody, you don't ask him. Please come. Any atithi comes, you don't ask, why are you come here? Number, you have dog in your house. Dog. When stranger comes, dog will, what will the dog do? Bow, bow, bow. Bow, 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 bow. So, when somebody comes to your house, you will bark like a dog. Where are you? Where are you? Respecting and inviting. Huh? It is called etiquette. Maryada. So, you should not ask questions. Negative, oh, here you come. What do you want? How can I help you? Can I do something for you? Like if you have to ask. And people come. Gentleman, Vaishnava. So after that, you will give a place to sit down, then you will give water to drink. And you will drink coconut water, you will drink sugarcane water, and when the guest comes, plain water. Is that right? You get two glasses. Your glass is coconut water and plain glass, and you drink coconut water. Suppose there is one glass of coconut water and one glass of plain water, what will you do? Pass off. Is it? Or give coconut water to him when you take plain water. You will drink plain water. You guess coconut water. Or at least half of half treatment of your food. Okay? And then something to eat. Something to eat. And then you listen to him very nicely. For what purpose he has come. So this is all called etiquette. Mariyada. No? So Srimad Bhagavatam is full of transcendental chanting for the holy name. Therefore, the chanting and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam are transcendent, full of bellows. When you hear Bhagavatam, reading is also hearing. You read to yourself, when you hear. When you read Bhagavatam, it will start revolution in your life. If you read Bhagavatam, you can overcome your shortcomings. You will become a thorough gentleman. A gentlewoman also. If you are reading daily, hearing Bhagavatam, then go to room and fight. Then if you are not hearing Bhagavatam, if you are hearing Bhagavatam means Atithi Deva Bhava. Whoever is trying to practice Bhagavatam, for him, others are more important than himself. That is our culture. So people are hearing Bhagavatam. They always want to have empathy for others. We don't have to wait until they tell us. We are proactive. Whenever some people are staying with you, immediately, like now, I got my room. Here I have my own room. Alright. Researcher means ghost, hobgoblins, imp, and mortals. People have to get up at 3 o'clock, not 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. Good time to take rest is 11 to 3. When you get sound sleep, wake up fresh. You have to plan your eating and sleeping in such a way that you don't sleep in the Bhagavatam class. Otherwise, what is the point? All your life you don't hear Bhagavatam, how you will be a good devotee? But you are not hearing. Hearing cleanses, hearing purifies. Hearing makes you attentive. So, what did I say? That's not. So, when you are hearing Bhagavatam, I told you, you will overcome your shortcomings. You will develop good concentration. Your mind is no wandering, restless. In Bhagavata, you get a taste. Actually, your mind doesn't wander here and there. When you see the system, Bhagavata is real. So, you develop concentration, you develop piety. Just reading, you will become a very pious person. Previously, you were a rough person, a very impious person. But just by reading Bhagavatam, the Bhagavatam awakens your soul. Soul is full of good qualities. Soul is full of good qualities. So just by reading Bhagavatam, you will become a very gentleman. A selfless person. You feel bad to take from others service, money, but you feel happy when you give to others. It is a devotee. Devotee, you must help others and not take so much help from others. You must serve others on the other hand. And then, when you continue to read Bhagavatam, you develop prema, Krishna prema. Then, you will love everybody. You will love cats, you will love dogs, you will love everybody. Thank you. So, when we go to Mayapur, we are not given, obviously, when we are visiting Mayapur, we start one room for one person. Although we are leaders, there are too many leaders from all over the world. Not enough rooms. So they make pairs. Alright. Some sannyasi from America and Sukadeva Swami, they stay together. Paramahansa Prabhupada Swami and Sukadeva Swami, they will share the room. Chandrasekhar Swami and Sukadeva Swami share the room. Mathira Samadhi Maharaj. Maharaj, can I request that you be my roommate? Can I request? Very proactive. I don't know who will come, but anyway, Sukadeva Swami, he doesn't bother or disturb or forget. He knows how to be in the room with others. So, when I stay with somebody in the room, it should not be inconvenienced, trouble because of my presence in the room. Very, very cautious. Suppose you people, when I am staying with Arvind Prashak Swami, you people leave, Mata has come to me. Also, the Maharaj here in Mayapur gets very lit. You come. And then, it's not that I don't care for Maharaj. Please come everybody here. Start talking late into the night and laughing, shouting. Now, Maharaj, can I have some visitors? With your permission, can I meet them for 5 minutes? just because you made a request. Oh, no problem, please. Yeah. But this is, you have to do it like that. It's called way of doing things. Not that Maharaj will tell me, please go out and meet them, or he will go out, walk away from the room. It's a way of doing things. Then, settled down in the room and expect tomorrow. Maharaj, generally what time you take your bath? What time you take your bath? What time you like to take bath? Okay, 3 o'clock. Okay. And then can I use the bathroom at 3:30 onwards? Okay. See, like that. Politely. You don't know how long you stay in the bathroom. You don't know what time you have to go to the bathroom. And, but go to a Mangalarti. Are you listening? My dear Nidhi, are you listening? So, like that, no? Everything is a formal. Don't abuse people. When some of your four people are staying, nicely, make a little, I don't know, who wants to do what. Let's see, we'll be together. Somebody may have some bowel problem. They may take a longer time. Alright, if I don't go to Mangalarti, nobody should go to Mangalarti. I'll go to the bathroom and come out at 4:30. Others are finished. No, that's not fair. That's not. I should have let Mangalarti go, everybody should fail. This is kind of a cooperation. Let's see. So I take time. Alright, so. Alright. Kindly, you first. You stayed in the room. On the one day. And you left. So the point is, people who become Krishna devotees, said, Matravat Paradashu, Paradhaneshu, Vastravat Paradraveshu, Atmavat Sarvabhuteshu. Atmavat Sarvabhuteshu, I don't want to be troubled or inconvenience with others. I also don't want to be treated. So everything politely. Properly, nicely, because we are afraid of offenses. Vaishnava Prada is mad elephant offense. Mad elephant offense. It will completely destroy our spiritual life. We made some mistakes like that. So we have taken birth again. But in this life, if you are not careful, I told you, although it is a heavy word, I said you will be dogs outside the temple. Dogs outside the temple. Because now, the devotees inside the temple are behaving like dogs. So it's all right, they want to be devotees and also be like dogs. They're outside the temple. So very, very careful. Devotees always want to make sure that I am not offending somebody. Very polite. I told Lakshmi Lashmi, woman can control others not by their arguments, not by their fighting spirit, not by their aggressive nature. Women, by being gentle, they can control anybody. That's what Draupadi says. The queens of Dwarka, they ask Draupadi, but one husband, it is a big headache. And how you are handling 5 husbands? Draupadi has how many husbands? Draupadi, who is she? Draupadi, you know? No, Arjuna? properly. There are Pandavas and they throw my property. Why is the wife of Pandavas, mother of Pandavas, names of Pandavas? So you should not waste your time. When you waste things today, blessings. It does. To know more about Krishna and his glories, what should I read? It's called very active. Active student is always, I want to know more, I want to learn more. Kindly tell me something more. Good disciple, good student. So, the kings of Dwarka, they asked Draupadi to satisfy one husband. It's very difficult. But how you are able to satisfy five husbands? Because whose wife is Draupadi? Draupadi has five husbands. Yudhishthir, Bhima, Arjuna, and Sahadeva. Their wife is Draupadi. So, Draupadi told, I just try to win their heart. I get up before my husband, and I know what they like, and I know after that what they want to do. So I quickly, I never get up before my husband. I get up well before my husband. And I'm just focusing on what are the needs of my husband. What does she want? How does he want things to be? So Draupadi, she is not worried about how to control my husband. Yeah, how to demand from my husband. So similarly, the disciples, they are subordinates. The disciples, when they know how to serve in a mature way, they become like friends because they are also advanced. So the guru will consult them sometimes. And the guru values their opinion because they are advanced people. They know how to act properly in the presence of the spiritual master. So, the way to control means win the heart. Win the hearts of our superiors. By our humble, submissive, enthusiastic attitude, we just win the hearts of our superiors. Simple. That's it. I told you yesterday. Whenever you are before your seniors, how can I serve you? How can I please you? That's the only question. So we are here to become good disciples. That's the difference. How can I manipulate? How can I get my things done by talking this way? It's not crooked. For Guru, we have to be very simple hearted. So that the Guru can fill your heart with proper instructions. We should not show our ego. You end up to the spiritual world. Why not like this? All right, do what I want. Do what I want. What can I say? We are trying to do something, but we are not trying to listen. So you have to manipulate the spiritual master so that you get what you want to hear from him, not you want to hear what he wants to say. What will you learn? Nothing. So all these things are there. The devotees are expert psychologists. Why devotees gather people around them? Why people get strangers to follow them? Because they are devotees. They don't have their personal interest. How can I help and serve with people? So naturally, when you find somebody helping you, you want to make a strong relation with him. So that's how we stay with him. Colleagues and seniors. Colleagues are equal to you and they are seniors. But when you treat your colleagues as if they are senior to you, then they become very... you win over your heart. Although, Mr. Prabhupada, you have to call him my Prabhu. Thank you. You appreciate your seniors, you appreciate your colleagues. Appreciation is a decoration for a devotee. Always appreciate others. Don't see their faults. If something is bothering you too much, politely seek an explanation, discuss options and make a request and everything very gently. So when you're chanting and hearing, when you're hearing, you become a thorough gentleman. But to be a Vaishnava is above everybody else. Sudra, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Kshatriya, Brahmana, and then devotee, or Vaishnava. A Vaishnava's behavior, he doesn't have to be told much. He is very alert to his responsibilities. So that's why chanting is the key for success in life. Chanting, whatever problems, difficulties, just leave some time, chant, and then you are there, you are out of it. Without chanting, only empty slogans. Like, you cannot keep your words. If you are not chanting Hare Krishna, you are not sensitive to what you are saying and what you are doing. So, next. One may chant the holy name of Lord Krishna, or one may chant the holy name of Lord Rama, or Narasimhadeva, Rama the Murti Shukala Neme Natishtan. The Lord has innumerable forms and names. And devotees may meditate upon a particular form and chant the holy name according to the attraction. The best path is to hear the holy name form. And so on from a pure devotee on the same standard as oneself. In other words, one who is attached to Krishna should chant and hear from other pure devotees who are also attached to Lord Krishna. The same principle applies to devotees attracted by Lord Ram, Lord Narasimha, and other forms of the Lord, because Krishna is the ultimate form of the Lord. Krishna Swayam, It is best to hear about Lord Krishna's name from pastimes. So we realize the devotee who is particularly attracted by the form of Lord Krishna. Devotees are attracted to the form of Krishna. At one place, there was Bhagavad Sapta, 7 day Bhagavad recitation. Why do people hold Bhagavad Sapta in order to attain liberation? When 7 days Sukadeva Goswami recited Bhagavatam and Parikshit Maharaj got liberated and went back to Godhead. 7 days. And Dundukari, Gokarna, he recited Bhagavatam for his brother who has fallen to a Pratayani. He was prostituting, drinking, killing people. So he became a very inauspicious bhakt, Pratayani. So, but this Dundukari became a Preta, but his brother Gokarna. Gokarna is his ears like a cow, and he was actually born from a cow. So, human body, but some similar taste to the cow. So, his name is Gokarna. Gokarna is the brother. So, he recited Bhagavatam for Dundukari. After 7 days, Dundukari, he got relieved from Pratayani. So, one person said, I want to hear Bhagavatam and get liberation. So, he invited some people. Made big arrangements. He recited Bhagavatam, but nothing happened. So this man who organized Bhagavad Sapta, he became very disturbed. Sir, I did everything for you to recite Bhagavatam. Why am I not liberated? He said, I also recited Bhagavatam all the 7 days. What more can I say? He did not know what to say. The person demanded, why am I not liberated? I recited Bhagavatam for 7 days. What can I say? I did all right. What is it? Then somebody like Krishna was a saintly person. Sit properly. What is this? You are not following what we are discussing. Are you following what we are talking? So, some Krishna lost came. Here is the Krishna devotee. Came. And then he had the problem. He said, alright, I'll give the answer. He brought some 2 ropes. Tied up both guys, one who recited Bhagavatam, the other who heard Bhagavatam, tied them up till the same time. He said, no, you untie him, and he said, you untie him. He said, how can we do that? We are tied ourselves. I cannot lift my hand and tied up. So he said, it's not just hearing Bhagavatam. You have to hear it from the lips of a realized soul. One who is liberated, he knows it's not that to impress he is speaking. A realized soul speak according to the audience. What nonsense audience are there? What foolish audience are there? Regarding me, he will put some things and tell him. Not that Tata Kata and Vegar and Mara is very great. So, that is called Bhagavad. That's waking you up. Waking you up. Don't be a pretender here in Bhagavad. You really become a Bhagavati, become a devotee of God by being respectful to Krishna, by being respectful to devotees, by being respectful to others, and taking the post of Trunadapesini Chena, Taradiva Saishmana, Amani Namadena, Kirtani Yasada Hari. Hearing is not good. Daily we are reading on the white paper. Is there? We are reading daily and we say, I am not on it. And we are not attentive. If we don't remember it, it will say, I have heard it somewhere. Prahlada Pesavya Chayana Tarori Vasa Ishtuna Amani Namana Vena Kirtaniya Sadahari. So if your mind is occupied with all jealousy, ego, hatred, and turmoil, what is very Hare Krishna for? That's how you cry. If people are having Krishna filled in their heart, objection. If people are never good, in the rest of what? Crying. That means our hearing is not without ourselves. Offensive hearing, will it yield result? We will complete this paragraph. So we will continue tomorrow. The best course is to hear the holy name, form and so on for the pure devotee. In other words, one who is attached to Krishna should chant and hear from other pure devotees who are also attached to Krishna. The same principle applies for devotees attracted by Lord Ram, Lord Narasimha, and other forms of God. Because Krishna is the ultimate form of God, it is best to hear about Lord Krishna's name from pastime from the realized devotee, who is particularly attracted by the form of Lord Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavatam, great devotees like Sukadeva Goswami specifically describe Lord Krishna's holy name, form and quality. Unless one hears about the holy name, form and qualities of the Lord, one cannot clearly understand the other processes of devotion. So therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended one chant the holy name of Krishna. Parama Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. One is fortunate enough to hear from the mouth of realizing devotees is very easily successful on the path of devotional service. But you have to hear, I tell you something, you don't follow it, you don't accept it, that is not hearing. Hearing means accept. He is very easily successful on the path of devotional service. Therefore, hearing of the holy name, form, and qualities of the Lord is essential. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is this verse, Tadvagvitarko janatagarutva yasvinparisvakamavadhattapi namalyanantasya yasvankitanya srimantigayantigranantisadhava. Verses describing the name, form, qualities of Anantadeva, unlimited Supreme Lord, are able to vanquish, destroy all the sinful reactions of not only their life, but entire world. Therefore, even if such verses are improperly composed, devotees hear them, describe them, accept them, and bona fide, and not suppose. I am asking a question, listen carefully. The answer. Deep. So, suppose somebody is smoking bidis, somebody, he doesn't get up in the morning, and somebody is eating hotels, and he will give Bhagavatam class, Bhagavatam. He'll tell very nicely, a lot of stories, back, many, many things. And on the other hand, there is a person who gets up early in the morning, doesn't eat in hotels, and he doesn't smoke weed, or no bad habits. And even though they say simple things, we should worship Krishna, we should chant his name, we should go down to Krishna. Oh, I already heard it. So, one person has no good character, but he can tell things very nicely. On the other hand, there is a person who has a good character, but he speaks practical things. Who can deliver the other person? To hear from person, a devotee means good character. A devotee, he will not have any bad habits, he will not cheat other people. No cheating, no bad habits. Otherwise, how can you, a devotee means nice person. Suppose I am a devotee and I beat you up. Why are you doing to me like this? I think devotee means very nice people. You know? Is that right? Okay. Vedas describing name, form, qualities of Anantadeva. Accept them as bona fide and authorized. In this connection, Sridhar Swami has remarked that a pure devotee takes advantage of another pure devotee by trying to hear from him about the holy name, form and qualities of the Lord. If there is no such opportunity, he alone chants and hears the Lord's holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, do you have any questions? But we did not hear anything. The rearing will get many questions.